I'm Eva Sandoval, and today I'm interviewing Frank Sandoval on May 18, 2014 at 8:37 p.m. So, Frank, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. Pretty good.
If you don't mind me asking, when were you born?
I was born on April 12th in 1960.
Where was your birthplace?
I was born in West Point, New York.
Have you ever lived in the South?
You know, I have never lived in the South. I've lived in lots of places, more than most people, I think, but never in the South.
When you were growing up, if you remember, what was your opinion on other races?
I think when I was a kid, I was, you know, didn't really have much of an opinion. I mean, when I grew up, I wasn't exposed to a great deal of diversity, but when I knew people of other backgrounds, they were my friends just like anybody else.
Has your opinion changed over the years?
My opinion of other races? I don't really think so, not in general. I mean, I've learned a lot more about different people's backgrounds and history, so I know more. But I guess I don't think my ideas have changed.
Have you faced any challenges from being a white male?
Well, life is challenging for pretty much everybody on the planet. I mean, I feel like I face my own challenges just as sort of a responsible working adult. But I can't think of challenges, you know, particular challenges because of the type of person I am.
In what ways have you benefited from being white?
Well, you know, that's sort of an invisible thing. I mean, I would, from what I can, what I know of the world or think that I know about the world, it seems to me that, I haven't faced any particular obstacles that maybe people from other backgrounds may have faced. You know, whether it's somebody with a different accent or just a different background. So I think I've sort of benefited maybe invisibly.
How about from being a male?
Well, again, I think it's all sort of invisible to me. You know, I mean, I have my own struggles, as does everybody, but I can only assume that, you know, in my profession, I have a certain amount of just automatic credibility by, you know, being the type of person I am.
What is your thoughts on society today when it comes to race?
Well, from what I can tell, we have a long ways to go. I still think that there's pretty obviously some groups of people that are quite disadvantaged in our society, and I think that there's probably lots of different reasons for that. I think many people are very open to having a much more equal world, but there's other seemingly forces at play that are keeping that from happening.
What changes have you seen in society when it comes to race since growing up?
Well, I grew up a little bit after, really open racist policies against various groups of people. And so in my personal experience, not someone who's grown up, you know, or spent a lot of time in very diverse, circumstances. In my personal experience, I haven't seen massive changes, but I think in society as a whole, we can point to changes. For instance, having a black president elected, I think, you know, a couple of decades ago, that would have been very, almost impossible, it seems.
How about in education?
you know, in my experience, I don't really know. I mean, in my workplace, for instance, I've seen a huge influx of Indian workers, people who grew up and were educated in India and have immigrated to the United States and now work in the software profession. So that's something that I've witnessed over the last 10 or so years. But I guess in education in general, I haven't personally seen too many changes.
Do you believe that we still have segregation?
Oh, I think very definitely, yes. I mean, you can just get in your car and drive around different parts of any city in the country and you'll see that there's definitely some groups of people that are, you know, not living as equally as others.
What types of segregation have you personally seen?
Well, segregation in terms of, you know, socioeconomic stratification.
Segregation in general.
Yeah, so I think people of different backgrounds are generally segregated into different neighborhoods, and because the way schools are funded in this country, if you're in a neighborhood with predominantly working class families, their schools don't get a lot of money, which means their kids don't get as good an education. Whereas you go to other neighborhoods where people are much more well paid, well then they have better schools and their kids tend to get a better education. And so just that whole way of funding the schools doesn't seem very fair.
Do you think that people are more open-minded about other races now than when you were growing up?
Well, I would think so. Yeah, I think so. Like, I mean, this is just sort of